Well, hey there. I'm so glad you made it. Feels to me like we're not just in a patch of rough air. This is some straight-up turbulence. So how do we stay rooted in our power? Today in Gritty Mystic, we're talking about what to do to find our footing. So come on, let's get a cup of something good and do this.
Welcome to Gritty Mystic, the podcast for the daring and ready to awaken the power to master and direct your life. Or, as I like to call it, becoming fucking unstoppable. I'm your host, Tracy King, intuitive channel and transformational teacher, here to connect you with tips, tools, and techniques to step into your power as the most authentic you. Let's get into it. Hello, lovelies. Now, scooch on in here. Yep, bring it on in. Yep. Okay, that's better. So, how are you feeling? It's you and me here. You can tell me. I know the default answers are usually along the lines of, I'm fine, or good, or I'm upright, aren't I? But what's your truth today? How are you feeling? Yeah. I read an article about ambient stress the other day and how we are not so good at dealing with chronic stress. So what we typically do is we just keep it moving and go on about our lives as if things are fine and just shove that ongoing unresolved stress down where it's not in our face all the time. But unfortunately, it doesn't go away. We think that we've adapted, but what we've really done is just made the stress routine. It's ongoing. It's on loop. It's running in the background of our lives. We may not be consciously aware of it, but it's causing a lot of chronic problems along the spectrum of just feeling off to really serious illness. Well, this is a good reminder, and I can use some intentionality around that myself, but I couldn't help think that this really runs a lot deeper. That when we're continually knocked off our center and we're swimming in chronic stress, that there's a spiritual component too, because we collaborate on creating the conditions we're experiencing. Am I right? First, I mean, big hugs, friend. Because I don't know anyone who's not affected by the tumult that we're living through right now. There's nothing wrong with you for feeling that. And then for not wanting to feel it for a while. For succumbing to chronic ambient stress. Or, you know, for wondering where all your energy went. I'm there too. Just know you're a badass. I mean, like, fully know that. And take the naps. All the naps, guilt-free nappage. It's okay. Also, lean in with me right now and just plug in and access some more of your personal power. Just want to invite you to let that breath that you've been holding, just let it go. Just sigh it out. And settle in for a few minutes for some story time. I love to travel. You love to travel? Yeah. Well, cabin fever during the pandemic has been really rough on me. I've spent some time dreaming the places that I might go, and I decided, why plan a trip when you can plan yourself a tour? Yes, honey. So I decided that I want to visit the Earth's chakra points, and to kick that tour off this year, which is my Chiron return year. So the chakras are seven sacred places around the globe whose energetics align with our chakras. I'll leave a link in the show notes so that you can learn more about them and where they are, or you can just Google that shit. But drumroll, the first chakra, the root chakra, is Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is a dormant volcano in the Cascades Range in Northern California. Indigenous peoples that are native to the region believe that Shasta is the sacred center of the universe. It's a place of wonder and transcendence. It's a place to reveal and heal our root or our base chakra wounds, to fortify our foundation, to really stand firm in who we are. Well, I got on the Google, and lo and behold, I discovered a women's retreat scheduled for my birthday weekend. I mean, it was a big yes. Women in the woods, all the goodness, everything I'd hoped for. Gotta tell you, driving up into the mountains was so good. When I caught my first glimpse of Shasta, heart pound. I just knew this was going to be a profound experience. The retreat center that I went to was situated on the Stewart Mineral Spring. This is one of the few places in the world that has both a hot and cold mineral spring. It's really rare. What was accessible to us was the cool spring. It was like a shallow river tumbling over and around smooth, worn rocks that we could step into or even wade into or sit in. A little shocking at first, but you know, once you're in, you acclimate to it and it just felt so refreshing. I stayed in a tiny little cabin there in the woods. And sitting on the front porch of that little baby cabin in the early hours of the morning with my coffee and my journal, reflecting, listening. Oh, it was just such medicine. I honestly really had no idea how jacked I was with anxiety until I finally sat in this quiet, until my nervous system could just rest in the deep peace of this place. Our days were organized around group activities and alone time. There was yoga for getting reconnected with our bodies. There were sound baths that were, oh, I just loved them. They were so soothing and healing and energizing. We did some dreamscaping. I sat in the mineral spring almost every day, feeling the movement of this powerful water. It was just so enlivening. And then we hiked. I mean, for me, it was some hiking because the elevation, just not used to that. And, you know, anyway, it was rigorous for me. It was gentle hiking for others, but I haven't hiked in a while. It was gorge. So we hiked, we stood under waterfalls, we witnessed just the awe of the bubbling source of a spring near the summit of Mount Shasta in Panther Meadow. We sang under the stars. Our laughter echoed through the trees. It was magical. What was remarkable to me at first is just how different the energy of Shasta is from other vortex goodness. And I was comparing it to my experience in Sedona. Honestly, I'm not sure why I expected it would be similar, because it is not. And I have to say, I was so glad that our guide advised us to hike in silence our first day. Just being with the mountain and feeling what presented, because if I had been chatting it up with the other ladies, I would have totally missed it. To me, the energy of Mount Shasta is a mellow, low tone that blends into the world of sound. It's there, but it's like a hum. You have to listen to really tune into it and pick it out. It requires stillness because it is profound stillness. It's unmovable. It's unshakable. It's immeasurable strength that engenders feelings of steadiness, of reliability, of security. I mean, hello, root chakra qualities. I didn't realize really how much I desperately needed to feel that until I was there, until I was in it. But when you visit a power place like that, it's not all good vibes. I mean, coming in contact with a powerful resonance like that showcases anything that's discordant with it inside of you. So Mama Shasta, she gonna be about looking into your base, and she's gonna show you what wants to emerge, what wants to be seen, what wants to be confronted, what wants to be realized or revisited, what wants to be healed. I noticed as I walked through these woods while we were hiking on the trails together, or when I was exploring on my own, that all sorts of old stories bubbled up and filled my thoughts. Stories about my childhood, about why I am the way I am. Stories about slipping into menopause during the pandemic. Feelings of anger and resentment around how my body changed without my express permission. Stories about things I do or rationales I've crafted around what it takes to feel safe, to feel secure in my life. Oh, and yeah, remembering that my astrologer told me that this year I would wrestle with the question, what does security mean to me? All root chakra observations. And when I realized this is what was happening, I stopped paying attention to the narratives themselves, and I shifted my attention to the themes of the stories that were coming forward. They were all identity stories. They were armor up stories. They were protect myself from criticism stories. And many of them were obstacles to growth stories. Now, Mama Shasta is like a wise old woman tending a fire. You draw close to the fire for warmth and for safety, and she smiles at you. And she welcomes you, and you sit down, and you feel at home. And she listens to your stories as you pour them out in a waterfall of words. She just listens. And then when you finally fall silent, she asks, "What if your spirit entered your body today without memory or burden of the past? Who would you be? If you didn't have to weave all of these stories to justify your existence, if you just stepped into your body right now with all your accumulated wisdom but without the story baggage, who would you be? What if you could allow the foundation of who you are be rooted in the mountain of your soul self, not the stories that you've collected on the trail? Weave your security into the profound strength of who you really are. Stories are interpretations and assigned meanings for things that happen or still unfolding. They shift and change as new and different information emerges. They're not meant to be your anchor. Anchor in the truth of who you are, the massive, eternal, multidimensional source self, expressing itself in this life. That is who you are." Whew. Wow. I mean, that's just wow. So I took all that with me into morning circle and then into breakfast. We were having silent breakfast that morning, so I took a bite, closed my eyes, feeling the textures, the chewing, the flavors, the smells, the sensations of converting food into energy. I took my time. Eyes closed, feeling gratitude. And then about halfway through the meal, my mind turned back to my morning journaling, to those mountain insights. And at first I smiled. I felt grateful for those insights because, like I said, wow. But then, some alchemy happened. I digested those ideas. They dropped from my head into my heart, and they transmuted into really feeling it. Not just articulating and knowing that stories can be stumbling blocks and I could set aside stories that no longer served. I know that. I get that. But what happened was I felt it. The understanding of it resonated through all of my bodies, not just my physical body. And I began to weep. I am not my stories. You are not your stories. It was as if Mama Shasta was saying, "Leave your stories here with me and be all you are meant to be." Can you feel that? I mean, let that settle in for a sec. What if from this moment forward, you be all you are, standing in your authenticity, drawing from your personal power, embodying your soul self, and stop giving any shits about other people's opinions about it? I mean, initiate a new journey. Set aside what you've been. Step into who you are. Separate yourself from attachment to dusty old stories and write a new story of your becoming. Try this for a minute. Repeat after me. I am provided for because I am. I'm in good health because I am. I am protected because I am. I have everything I need because I am. I am safe because I am. Doors of opportunity open for me because I am. My people find me because I am. I am rooted, centered, and anchored in who I am. And so it is. Not everyone can get out to Mount Shasta for a visit this year. But the good news is you can ground in and rebalance your base wherever you are. So let's chat about that now and take this to the table. So how can we rebalance our base? Well, my first question for you is, how frayed are your roots? Trauma, I mean, particularly stuff from childhood, can be shoved down in there. And that's not something that we can just poof away with a good yoga class. If you've experienced trauma, it's an important part of your balancing to seek medical treatment or therapy by qualified professionals, if that's what you feel is called for. Rebalancing our base, just like physical balance, is something that we must continually attend to. It's not a concrete foundation poured and then good to go until the end of time. Balance requires calibration. So the first step is to realize, how off-center are you? The root chakra governs our foundation, the foundation of our life force, of our basic needs, and it provides a solid base for the rest of the chakras. It's all about survival, stability, security. It's about our physical body and embodiment in this life. It also carries ancestral memories. A balanced base chakra feels grounded. It feels centered. You have a sense of safety, a sense of belonging. There's a sense of ease and well-being. You feel secure financially or materially. Your fundamental needs are met. When our root chakra is balanced, we have the ability to care for ourselves. We feel empowered and energetic. We trust people. A base chakra that is out of balance feels like anxiety, panic, depression. It feels like survival mode. It can look like low self-esteem or insecurity or feeling like we don't belong. It can also look like anger and its flip side, fear. When our root is out of whack, we often feel disconnected from our body. Eating disorders may develop. We might feel sluggish or tired. There might be inflammation and pain in the body, especially the lower body. We might have trouble sleeping or experience lower body weight gain. I mean, fuck, it sounds like menopause. Well, this shit triggers some big feelings, big tsunami-sized feelings that can overwhelm us, that might tempt us to numb out. Sometimes we can realize we're not grounded or we've been hip-checked off-center and can engage our re-rooting practices and get plugged back in. Sometimes we need some help. We need some assistance, and that could be friends or it could be coaches, healers, therapists, doctors, depending on what's presenting for us. Build your team. Now, if this is your first time tuning into the Gritty Mystic podcast, take a look at my catalog of episodes here, and you'll find a host of different practitioners and modalities that may just resonate with where you are. If you've been hanging out with me for a while, did one of those coaches or healers resonate with you that you've been meaning to follow up with? Or maybe a modality piqued your interest and you're putting it together now that would be good work for this moment. Well, take action on that shit and find what really resonates for where you are. So if you are more in the maintenance mode side of things, of the recalibration, more on the looking for fresh ways to rebalance on the regs, see whether any of these practices jump out at you. The first is nutrition. This might just be a reminder to cook a healthy meal, to make sure that your bites are nutritious and to weed out the processed low-value foods from your diet. Hydrate like it's your job, baby. This is not an invitation, however, to shame yourself for food choices or to get hypercritical, but to reconnect with your body and to shift choice making this week. The next is movement. Move that body, baby. Moving our body gets us back inside of our body, into the present moment, feeling what the body needs us to feel so that we can be attentive to our physical needs. This is a call to walk, to exercise, to dance to your favorite jams in your bedroom, to dust off your yoga mat and go to class, or just hit up the YouTube for some grounding yoga postures and work those into your waking up and your winding down routines. The next is grounding. Get outside. I mean, maybe all you can do is step outside the door and feel some sun in your face. That's a good step. Maybe you can walk to a park or a trail. Maybe you have a garden. Do some earthing. But grounding isn't just about touching the earth, even though that is deeply nourishing, and I do recommend it. But there are three levels of grounding, and depending on what type of ungrounded you are, there are different practices to help you reconnect. I am cosmic as fuck, so grounding is something that I'm constantly working on. So I've assembled some of my best tips in a micro-learning little experience that you can access on my website for free. So go do that, grab that, and then let me know what you think. My next recommendation is to get wet. Water is very grounding, but there's also something energetic and enlivening about it too. If you swim, go get in a lake. If you've got a stream or river that won't drown you in its currents nearby, pay it a visit. If you don't, then take a shower and just be really present and mindful in there. Or take a bath and pour some Epsom salt in there and soak with your favorite meditation track and just like feel gratitude for your body. Just listen to what's presenting and what needs your attention. Maybe try a zero gravity float spa. That reminds me, I do want to do that again. Those are really fun. The next practice is to love your body. Your relationship to your physical body is a vital part of balancing your base. Sometimes if we've had rough experiences or we've been hypercritical of our form or struggled with disordered eating, there may be some emotional reconciliation that needs to happen. So don't neglect that. We also need to learn how to listen to our body, to talk to our body with kindness, to collaborate with our body, to enjoy being in our body. In addition to that, I mean, how might you just love on your body? Just give her some attention. What feels safe and wholesome to you? You could try some tapping. You could try mindful lotioning up. You could get a massage. You could get a pedicure. You could get off. You could wear silky jammies just for you or no jammies at all. You could give your body just a little extra attention today. Another good one is music. I love music. I love the endless variety of meditation music and the solfeggio tones. I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's how it sounds in my head. Binaural beats on the YouTubes. Love that. Singing bowls. So awesome. Drumming can really help too. If you have a drum, if you've thought about trying that, that can be really, really healing and grounding. One of my new faves though is sound baths. The yoga studio near me, Yes Yoga, has monthly gong baths, and that is some powerful shit. So see what's going on near you. The next one is a must. Try not to pass this up. It's breath work. Breathing is so natural as to ignore it, yet it's the most powerful, untapped superpower that we have. Get in on the circle breath. Get in on the square breath. Do it in the morning. Do it on breaks. Do it before a big meeting. Do it as you're settling down at night. Use the breathing app on your iWatch or your phone app. Get a Camuso breathing necklace. Wear it and use it. Slow down your breath when you're worrying or feeling anxiety or when panic says hello. Listen to my episode with Dan Brulé. He's the Bruce Lee of breathwork. I mean, life skills. He's got all kinds of tips. Breathwork is a must. Also, another must is meditation. I challenge you to embrace daily meditation. It doesn't have to be for an hour. We can be realistic about what your day looks like. Start small. That's cool. There are so many different types of meditation techniques to explore, and you'll find some that feel good to you. I promise you. You might want to add chanting to your meditation, like the syllable lam, which is specifically for the root chakra. Or maybe there's another chant or tone that you love that feels good. Do that. Vocalization is powerful, and that resonance just ripples through your physical and energetic bodies. Because meditation has been such an important part of my journey, I've created a microlearning experiential on meditation as well. And you can access that too, free on my website. This micro XP includes 5 meditations, as well as the why behind them so that you can evolve your practice. Or you can go straight to the Gritty Mystic YouTube channel and access the standalone meditations if you like to do that as well. Easy peasy. There are also endless guided meditations on the YouTube. Give those a try. Another one that tends to be discounted but is a powerful way to rebalance is color therapy. The color red is associated with the base chakra, so wear it. Wear red jewelry. Use your red towels or your red blanket. Whatever red you have, wear it. Use it. Meditate on red. Get yourself some roses. Feel into the color red and how it resonates in your body. Red is my power color, and now I know why. Scent is another powerful practice. Your sense of smell is primal, and so it's really connected to your base chakra. So bring some earthy essential oils into your day, like sandalwood or cedar or cypress, maybe frankincense or rosewood, even something like clove. You can burn candles or incense that feel grounding to you. Maybe brew some herbal tea and just enjoy the smell and the color and the flavor together. Or maybe combine a couple of these practices that we've chatted about and treat yourself to some dry brushing with your favorite essential oil. You could also air out your home. Just some fresh air can really shift our mood and what we're feeling. The final one I'm going to offer is affirmations. You know, if you haven't used affirmations in a while, it's time to dust those babies off. Be sure to review the formula for effective affirmations. Start with I am, present tense, positively framed, because we want to specify what we want versus what we don't want. And they should accurately reflect what you want to manifest so that you can really feel into them. You can try these if these feel good. I am centered, grounded, and connected. I am safe and secure. I am at home in my body. I am calm and brave. I am taken care of. The universe provides for me. So, do any of these practices inspire you, generate some curiosity maybe, or remind you of things you've enjoyed that you haven't worked with for a while, but you're ready to jump back in again? Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. So choose one or two to work with this week. Get those back into your routine. Note how they make you feel. Note what comes up. And really recognize what shifts for you. Because little things can make a difference. So what do you think? Are you ready to rebalance your base? Leave your thoughts, insights, and questions in the comments to join our conversation. And as you know, there's more gritty goodness to come. So grab a friend and bring them next time. Until then. Thanks for joining us today on Gritty Mystic. You can find me and show notes for this episode at grittymystic.com/episodes. And thank you so much for following, rating, and reviewing our show. It helps us reach others like us and grow the Gritty Mystic community. Take care, friend. See you next time.